You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Now, it's a fact that Jeremy and I are doing this morning show during breakfast time, so we bring food with us. We have always eaten during the show. I remember when we did live audience Friday shows, the live audience was often kind of amazed. They're like, how are you able to eat breakfast while you're doing this show? And we're like, well, we're hungry.
Well, we get hangry. We need our energy.
We're grown boys. You know, we want to have a little snack. And Jeremy's always brought in, what do you call your thing, a little tote?
It's my lunch tote. Because for us, this time of day is lunch. And I pack it with my cheese sticks and my yogurt and hard-boiled eggs. And there sits my lunch tote.
And many of our listeners do the same thing. They bring a little lunch tote, right? Fill this up. But why don't you tell our listeners what you discovered yesterday?
Well, I glanced up yesterday and I noticed our producer, Josh, has started bringing in his own little lunch tote because he's also getting hangry throughout the morning. So I didn't really pay too much attention to it until I walked into his little booth that he's in during the show during a commercial. I looked down and I was inspecting his lunch tote. And it looked pretty fancy, and it had the words Yeti sprawled across the top of it. Mm. Now, if anyone's familiar with the Yeti brand, they sell, their big product is coolers, like for keeping your drinks cold, and those coolers can run like $600. And I'm like, Yeti lunch tote? What? So we came back in the studio, and a few more minutes passed, and I was like, how much did he pay for that? So I actually hopped on my phone and started Googling Yeti lunch totes. And it turns out our producer, Josh, spent $80 on this little tote that he brings in every day to keep his pizza cold.
What was the price of yours, Jeremy?
Oh, I got in his kitchen, Dom, and I said, dude, this was $7 at Target. This lunch tote right here, $7, and it keeps everything crispy cold just fine. Why did you spend $80 on a little lunch bag? So why did you do it, Josh?
Oh my goodness.
You dummy.
I don't know. I mean, really, in my defense, I don't have a great reason. I do love the brand Yeti.
Okay.
And, you know, Hydro Flask, all those things. I like those brands. And I mean, if I'm gonna be fully transparent, it's for the four letters there. I love the brand.
So you're
a
name brand guy.
I am. Like, ruins it. It's bad.
It makes you feel good. You got bragging rights. You're like, I got an $80 lunch.
Hey,
tote.
My food stays cold for days, Jared. I can keep my food cold. If I'm ever stranded, which I've never
he
been.
He can pack it on Monday and eat it on Friday.
Yes.
Just fine. And he started giving me this spiel about how waterproof it is, and he can actually put the whole thing in the freezer and freeze it, and it's magnetic, and I'm like... And he's doing this while a couple of the other sports guys are standing here in the studio, too, and he's trying to, you know, sell us on this tote.
Not impressed.
And one of the sports guys goes, why don't you just put it in the fridge?
He asked me why I don't just bring a brown
bag. He's like, just bring a brown bag. We have a fridge in the break room.
And the waterproof thing, what are you going scuba diving with this, with your lunch? Is that what you're doing?
Well, that's in case his Capri Sun spills in there, Dom. So anyway, I have
literally no defense. I don't.
Okay. Now, wait a second. Hold on a second. Because so the name of our segment is, what did you overpay for? But I want to point out that the word overpay is a very relative term. Now, we talk about Josh being rich homie Josh. We were just talking the other day about him inheriting millions of dollars. If you're, you know, Elon Musk and Steve Jobs and Jeff Bezos and people like that, an $80 lunch tote is a drop in the bucket,
if that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe it's a relative thing. Is it because Josh is loaded?
No, I know what it is. It's because he has no wife, no kids, no other responsibilities. He has a disposable income. He can buy this stuff. And so that's probably why I'm mad, because there's a tinge of me that is super jealous because it's a pretty sweet looking lunch tote.
Jeremy goes home and starts getting all... pissy with his wife,
and my
kids, because in his mind he's like, if it wasn't for her, I could have an $80 lunch tote. Oh, the things you sacrifice when you say I do.
It's true. It's so true. That's why he's able to get these things.
So what would you overpay for then, Jeremy? If we had to turn the spotlight onto you, is there anything that you would overpay for in your life because you're that connected to it? You know mine. You beat me up all
pants.
The time.
Yours is pants.
My jeans, right? You
yes.
give me endless grief because I spend $200 plus on my jeans.
Absolutely.
And you don't ever spend more than like $25.
Insane.
Right?
And again, yeah, I'm like in my $20 jeans and they look just fine.
Again, that's relative too.
So
fine.
I probably my grilling and smoking stuff. That's where I will overpay on all that kind of stuff. My grill was not cheap, so that's probably. Yeah, my smoker was $1,800. But I saved for a long time.
So you essentially got a barbecue grill, because that's, to condense it, it's essentially a grill.
Essentially, yeah.
And so the grill that I paid $450 for, you paid four times that.
Correct.
For yours.
But my meat tastes better.
Relative.
Oh, you know, Josh. Josh knows.
Now, what if we open this up and we made this into a little community forum where people could call in and tell us what is it in your life that you will most definitely
yes.
overpay for?
You will spare no expense.
Josh, it's everything. Jeremy,
yes.
it's grills.
Grilling.
Me, it's jeans and eating out. Those two things.
Yeah. So
I will
yours.
Overpay because that's just important to me.
You will buy us. You don't need a grill. You'll go buy an $80 steak at a restaurant.
I will. Yeah, I'll just go to Del Frisco's. I mean,
yes.
that's all I need to do.
Yes.
Jeremy discovered that our producer, Josh, paid $80 for his little lunch tote. You know those little things that you just put your lunch in to take to work?
It's a little
Jeremy
square.
Jeremy paid $7 for his, and Josh paid $80 for his. So the question before everyone this morning is, will you gladly overpay for? I've seen some of the notes that are coming in on social media, and I can't lie. Every so often I see when I go, oh, yeah, I overpay for that, too.
I do that.
I overpay for that, too. Here's Taylor, who's patiently holding. Taylor, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hey, good morning.
So what will you overpay for gladly?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've paid for plane tickets to go to Brazil and Tokyo and met people in, you know, strange hotel lobbies to buy tickets to go see Biodome starring Pauly Shore.
Yeah. Give him a ding.
No, I'm not even giving him a ding anymore. Get out of here. Cassie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
What will you gladly overpay for?
My hair trim.
Oh, what's the trim costing you?
I pay the same price as my haircut for them to just simply go through and trim off a little bit. So I pay about $70.
$70 to get rid of your dead ends, huh?
Now we have to admit that Jeremy has also given me grief about what I paid for haircuts.
A lot. A lot of money on that hair. Where I'm like, my mom can do it for free. Well, your hair looks great, Cassie.
Yeah.
Really nice.
And look, it makes you feel good, Cassie, right? You feel good about yourself. Am I right?
Oh, yes.
All right.
You're delightful. Thank you for being on the show. Here's Stephanie. Good morning. Welcome.
Hi, boys.
Good morning.
Hey, you will gladly fork over a bunch of money for what?
Dog accessories for my dog.
You're not one of those people that dresses their dog up in human clothes, are you?
Not in human clothes, but, well, in
well, you know.
Clothes.
Yeah,
dog
like little
clothes.
Jackets and hoodies.
Yes,
and
I do. Both my service dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Right under their little service dog ass.
How do you think the dogs feel about that? Because I always am curious
like
about people always say, oh, my dog loves it. I don't believe that. I think the dogs are like really inside, they're growling.
No, she gets upset. My one dog, when I take them off, she wants her little dresses on.
No, she's a little tutu on.
Well, since you gave us the option of believe it or not, I'm choosing not, since that is an option that's out there. So.
Hey, but it's working for you. Keep going.
Stephanie, we love you. Have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. Here's Steven. Good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
Let's talk about overpaying. What are you picking?
So it's not me, but it's my roommate, and I'm sure a lot of people are this way. It is coffee, and it's the at-home version. He's got this giant machine that barely fits under the counters. It grinds the beans for them. It froths it. It's got all different levels and flavors. And I'm over, I've got my old trusty friend, Mr. Coffee.
Right. So, you want some of that frothy coffee?
No. I'm a little surprised that, Jeremy, you're not in that camp.
Right. I'm just a cream and sugar guy, though, you know, nothing fancy. It's similar to this, Trisha wrote in on our Facebook. She says, I'll keep it on a smaller scale. People think I'm crazy for my $9 Starbucks order that I get at least 4 days a week, where I could be paying $2 a day at 7-Eleven. But for her, the $9 coffee is where it's at. You know?
Well, hold on. Let's do some beep-bop-boop-boop math here. She says how many days a week?
9 times 4, 4 days
so
a week.
So $36 a week times, let's say, 48 weeks out of the year, let's say. That's $1,700.
So, and my roommate gets these artisan beans, too.
Listen, the artisan beans are pretty solid, buddy.
That's where it's at, Stephen. Come on.
Those are good beans.
The artisan beans.
Folgers.
Oh, Folgers. You're a good man, Stephen. Thank you for the call. Thank you for being on the show. Let's go to Amber. Good morning, Amber. What will you gladly overpay for?
Good morning, guys. So I work in fashion, so I overpay for my shoes.
Did you say construction?
No, I work in fashion.
Oh, fashion.
See, and yes. I get that because you're almost like a walking billboard for what you do, right? You've got to walk the walk, literally.
I do. I have to look the part, look like a million bucks every day. So I literally have to be dressed like head to toe. So I pay over. I just bought these shoes yesterday that were $1,000.
$1,000?
I have no shame. I have no shame. I have to wear them every day.
Are they heels or what do they look like?
No, they look like Vans, but they're Dior Vans.
You know, you can get a pair of actual Vans at Kohl's for like $30.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, but now, Amber, here's the big question. And be honest, how often will you wear those shoes? Because somebody in my past once taught me about the PPW, the price per wear. So if you wear the shoes a lot, the price per wear comes down. So how often will you put on those Dior Vans?
So they're currently on my feet right now, and I will say I've worn them for the past month or two. So okay. They're holding up pretty well, I must say. But you're right, the wear per... You know,
price per wear. The old PPW.
Yeah, it's going to go down as many times as I'm going to wear them. Mm-hmm. But I must say, they are comfortable. They're not.
They better be for
$1,000. $1,000. Amber, you're a rock star. Listen, we're not going to be able to get to all of the calls, so apologies to everyone. We're going to try to slip in at least one more. Wendy, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
All right, so what are you going to overpay for?
Socks.
Forget the shoes. Wendy wants the socks.
Your little piggies need some comfort. What's the most?
You have to get the socks that like aren't super thin, but I like crew socks and I like the fun socks. So you have to make sure that you find a good pair of thick socks that also have the cool design.
What are you dropping for your pairs of socks? How much?
Yeah.
$16 for one pair.
My goodness.
That's like the minimum.
So
that I
can you
find my socks for.
Can you describe your favorite quote fun pair of socks? How would you describe those?
I like food socks. So I like socks that have like donuts on them. Or I have a pair that are Fruit Loops.
I'd wear those. I'd wear them.
Sprinkles, ones that are ice cream cones, and then the brand that I use, they have seasonal socks. So come Halloween, you can get some with, like, witches on them. Or for Thanksgiving, you can get some with turkeys on them.
Yeah, you have to.
So you have a pair for every occasion.
That's awesome.
What about today? What's on your feet today?
They say F it on them.
F it. F it. Yeah.
I don't want to say the word on
Yeah, no, don't say it. Does it actually say the word, though?
Yeah, it does.
Wow!
Let me ask you, I've got to probe a little bit here.
Oh,
was there a particular reason you chose your F-It socks today?
It kind of just went with my outfit today. Yesterday, I was wearing... What was yesterday's socks? Yesterday's socks were my... Oh, yesterday's were my Red Roses socks. It kind of just like... If they're not food related or holiday related, it's kind of just whatever goes with the outfit.
I understand.
There you go.
All right.
All right.
You're charming and delightful, Wendy. You and your effort socks, go have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye, Wendy.
Thank you.
Those are fun socks.
I love that. That is great.
It's really good.
Hey, thanks for all the calls. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody, but like we said, for Josh, it might be a tote. For other people, it socks.
He's still an idiot.